courage, of beauty, of grace, of alignment in all worlds, which allows something else to emerge. Yes, buddy.
Going back to if we're going to have to wait another 9 months, therein is part of the problem that whether the bishops in charge of the parishes who have shut down the churches, or whether it's other in reference to the religious or the pandemic, they don't know it's going to continue for 18 months. Yeah. They thought everything is going to be over before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And I hear you saying, and I obviously totally agree, you can't wait. You can't shut down the institutional church and expect not more damage to occur.
Exactly. And that's very, very well said. And, you know, I was complaining 3 months ago that people were working off of short-term strategies and it wasn't going to be short-term. And it's even more poignant now. So what I'm doing is finding the places that are willing to partner. Valley Crucis was one. Garrison is one. You know, that I'm appalled at my monastic buddies, because less than 25 years from Algeria, from the Atlas Martyrs, when COVID hit, virtually every monastery I know promptly shut its doors to the lay communities that had become dependent on them. You know, said, we're just protecting you, but they were protecting an aged population that had been pre-typed as vulnerable because they're over 70. And they haven't yet opened up. Big Sur has started to open up. But this kind of turning your back without even thinking about it. Close the doors, protect what's yours. The lack of recognition that the extended community that they had were supporting them in more ways than not has for me constituted a moral dilemma that I'm still threading my way through. But the need, I think, is to find the places, the partners, the very, very small groups that are willing to start constructing a new kind of reality, and they will join. And I'm going to talk this afternoon about why they will join, but this has gone on long enough. So, Tim?
Would it be appropriate to invite Brother Christian? I found his prayer, his last testament.
To do what?
To invite him to close this session?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before that, one final logistic detail for our partners here, the Methodist Church. We want to make a collection to thank them for their generosity and courage in letting us assemble here. So between the two Methodist collection plates, I'm going to put a version of the hat. Uh-huh. And we're looking to make a donation of in the neighborhood of $200. So any of you who can participate in that, I'll leave this here throughout the day.
Anyone who wishes to participate can go. You know, we will in any case write them a check for $200, because that's what we contracted. But to the extent we can share that around the group or even top it, that would be a lovely thing to do. I have one other business question to ask before we get into the closure. What's your pleasure for tonight? We'll run the usual afternoon of 2:30 to basically 5:30 with movements, with exercise, and with final teaching and some question and discussion. We can either call it good then, and that allow you to go out to dinner in your own sort of ways and places and pods, and whatever happens, happens. We can come back for a final session. If you wanted to, there's a potential chance that we might be able to get it together to show that Gods and Men movie. I'm not sure that can happen. I've got the CD. but I've got to fix my remote. It needs a couple of batteries, and my viewing space is small. I don't know what you've got, Bill, at your place. So I don't know whether we can get it on Netflix or.
If it's on Netflix, I can definitely get it.
Yeah.
Or on Amazon Prime.
It's probably on Amazon Prime, and we could pay $3 and rent it, probably.
So let me check when I go back.
Okay.
There may be a CD player around, too.
Yeah. I mean, I could bring mine up, but it's a whole nother frig. But check it out, and you don't need to decide right now, but if you let me know by the evening or by the afternoon session what the inclination is, we can flow with whatever way is comfortable for the group. So Tim is going to close this morning session by reading that actual letter from... Yep, Bob?
Yeah, just one more practical announcement. So to clean this place after 5 o'clock meeting, men only are invited to this. They stay after, you know, we have to clean the toilets, we have to vacuum, we have to pick up trash. But can you men think about just some small ones of us staying after 5 if you don't have a dinner appointment? I think it's only about a half hour we can clean up everything.
Terrific. Thank you, Bob.
I have one other little thing, too. Just that at Voices, I've been noticing how they have to do a whole lot more cleaning than usual. They're sanitizing the railings on the porches. They're quarantining the salt and pepper after we leave, where they can put it back in the rooms. And I just wanted to suggest that people think of that when they leave a tip for the people, for the women who are coming in to clean, that most of us are probably not having to come in every day and take care of things, and but they're doing a lot every day for us, you know, nonetheless. So
yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Okay, well, the basket will be up there, and the all generosity and all mindfulness will be appreciated. The more we can leave this pristine and beautiful, the better it will be. So, Tim and Abbot Chrétien Quedo.
So I think you heard he wrote this about
Tim, come out from under the balcony if you could. Thank you.
You want me to come up?
Yeah, because your voice is getting muffled down underneath that.
So this was opened, this letter was opened on Pentecost Sunday of 1996, shortly after the murder of Dom Christian. He titles this, Facing a Goodbye. If it should happen one day, and it could be today, that I become a victim of the terrorism which now seems ready to engulf all the foreigners living in Algeria, I would like my community, my church, and my family to remember that my life was given to God and to this country. I ask them to accept the fact that the one master of all life was not a stranger to this brutal departure. I would ask them to pray for me. For how could I be found worthy of such an offering? I ask them to associate this death with so many other equally violent ones which are forgotten through indifference or anonymity. My life has no more value than any other, nor any less value. In any case, it has not the innocence of childhood, for I have lived long enough to know that I am an accomplice to the evil which seems to prevail so terribly in the world, even to the evil which might blindly strike me down. I should like, when the time comes, to have a moment of spiritual clarity, which would allow me to beg forgiveness of God and of my fellow human beings. and at the same time forgive with all my heart the one who would strike me down. I could not desire such a death. It seems to me important to state this. I do not see, in fact, how I could rejoice if the people I love were indiscriminately accused of my murder. It would be too high a price to pay. It would be too high a price to pay for what will perhaps be called the grace of martyrdom, to owe to an Algerian, wherever he might be, especially if he says he is acting in fidelity to what he believes to be Islam. I am aware of the scorn which will be heaped upon the Algerians indiscriminately. I'm also aware of the caricatures of Islam. It is too easy to soothe one's conscience by identifying this religious way with the fundamentalist ideology of its extremism. For me, Algeria and Islam are something different. It is a body. It is a soul. I have proclaimed this often enough, I think, in the light I have received it. I so often find that the true strand of the gospel, which I learned at my mother's knee, my very first church, I have found it precisely in Algeria and already inspired by Muslim believers. Obviously, my death will appear to confirm those who hastily judge me naive, idealistic. Quote, let him tell us now what he thinks of his ideals. But these persons should know that finally my most avid curiosity will be set free. This is what I shall be able to do, God willing. Immerse my gaze in that of the Father, to contemplate with him his children of Islam just as he sees them, all shining with the glory of Christ, the fruit of his passion, filled with the gifts of the Spirit, whose secret joy will always be to establish communion and restore the likeness, playing with the differences. For this life lost, totally mine and totally theirs, I thank God, who seems to have willed it entirely for the sake of that joy in everything, and in spite of everything. In this thank you, which is said for everything in my life from now on, I include you, friends of yesterday and today, and to you, my friends of this place, along with my mother and father, my sisters and brothers and their families. You are the hundredfold granted, as was promised. And also to you, the friend of my final moment, who will not have known what you are doing. Yes, I want this thank you and this goodbye to be a God bless for you too. Because in God's face, I see yours. May we meet again as happy thieves in paradise, if it please God, the Father of us both. Amen. Inshallah.
Amen. Thank you, Kev. So when you're ready, leave in quiet. The meeting has ended. Mercifully outside. I'll talk when you can. I may try to play as you go out. We'll be back at 11:15. Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna go up to the house, I'll move it out and bring it down. You'll have to obviously put it somewhere where a plug is. But
I'll,